We're going to study some Sfasemes for Parshas Kairach, mostly Tav Resh Mem Gimel, Shnas Tav Resh Mem Gimel, very beginning of that year. And we'll look briefly at part of what he said much earlier, Tav Resh Lamed Hei. Kairach was a Talmud Chacham, a great, great Jew, a smart man, most importantly, a Yirei Shamayim. How could he not know better? He had to know better than to foment such machlekes, which is what he did. Led the machlekes, led the rebellion. He's the one in one shot, the Bayikach Kairach, means he took everybody else by storm, by the strength of his arguments, by his persuasiveness, by the fact that he was a leader, a leading personality. And of course he wanted more. He wanted to be the leader of Shevet Kehas, at the very least, instead of his cousin, Eliezer. But how could he make such a mistake? What was wrong? Literally, what was wrong with Kairach? Now, assuming that the Sfasemes is looking at, and that he is directly concerned with, are the words of Moshe, which will reveal to us what it is that Moshe understood was Kairach's mistake. He says to Kairach, "Hama'apnikem ki hivdila likei Yisrael etchem me'adas Yisrael." Now, that means, literally, as Targum explains, is it too small a matter that you are just Levian? You are one of the Naisei Ha'arim. Kairach was one of those carrying the Arayim Bris Hashem through the Midbar. It's a small matter to you? Kibdil Elokei Yisrael Aschem Me'adas Yisrael? That you are already chosen from the rest of the Tal Yisrael and uplifted and graced with this Melachas HaKodesh? Small matter to you? La'avodas avodas Mishkan Hashem? Now you want kahuna as well? And then, and here's the question. Therefore, you and with you, all of those with you, are actually protesting and ultimately rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one argument to say you should be very satisfied, and we have to look into why you should be satisfied with the fact that you are Levian and that you're one of the Nosei Harim. But if that's not enough, exactly why does that mean, Lochem, therefore, you are actually Noyadim al Hashem? And then, Va'aron Mahu, Kisalino Allah. Again, what connection does that have with Hama'at Mikem, if any? Or is that just another separate, completely different argument? And why do you have arguments with Aaron? Aaron is such a humble and self-effacing individual. Ma'ahum kisalinu alav. So let's see how the Sfasemes explains what's really happening here and what the arguments are. And that will reveal to us Korach's tragic error, his fatal flaw. The pasuk hamat mikem, la'aron ma'ahum kisalinu alav. The Isa, v'yikach Korach, what is it that the Torah means? V'yikach Korach, what did he take? La'atzmoy lokach. He took himself, meaning he separated himself, as Targum says, the ispaleg Kairach. He separated himself from the rest of the Jewish people. Rashi says, Lok has atzmei l'tzadiachod, l'hi es nekalak mitecha eida l'orer al hakuna. He alone, with those who he gathered to him, rebelled against the kahuna. Question the choice of Aaron HaKohen as Kohen Gadol. It doesn't yet, however, fully explained, taking himself aside, separating himself. So the Sfasemes says an interesting thing. He explains it as follows. The Isa. Mishnah says, Ha'aymer Shali Shalacha V'Shalacha Shalacha Chasid. A very pious person says, what's yours is yours, what's mine is yours, V'Shalacha Shali. But if he says, what's yours is mine, and V'Shali Shali, and what's mine is mine, Russia. That's evil. Now, this doesn't just mean, however, materially, that a person says, I want it all. And it doesn't just mean materially that a person says, I'm going to take what's yours or become master over you. It's much more insidious than that, and much more serious, much more egregious. Says the Sfasemes, it means, Ki v'nei Yisrael kol echod misayeya l'chaveira. In reality, we each help each other. We all together succeed as a people. In everything we do, in every mitzvah that we perform, We perform these mitzvos as a yid, meaning as one of an army, as part of the full people, with all of the backing and support. And the definition of what I'm doing is being defined by the fact that I'm doing it as one of the yid. And therefore, the success that it has in this world, the success and the meaningfulness it has in Shemayim, it's not because of what I am doing, and thanks to me, because kol echad miseyei lechaveiro. And that's exactly not what Korach was saying, right? How did he begin his arguments? He says, kol ha'edu kulam kedoshim. Every individual Jew is world unto himself. Every individual Jew is very worthy and kadosh, holy, independently so, and deserving therefore of having either no kohen gadol at all, or everyone is a kohen gadol. But that's not the truth. The righteous, pious yid understands spiritually. He understands shali shalcha. What I'm able to accomplish, what I'm able to learn, the davening that I can offer up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we daven together. You think it's me? It's not me. It's we. It's thanks to you. Anybody who's been to a beautiful tefillah, Baruch Hashem, here, it's Medrash and davening, sometimes you just you're uplifted and you realize there's something that's happening because of everyone. This one's davening or the singing, not even the wonderful Shliach Tzibur. It's something that's happening with all participants, thanks to all participants, so that whatever little bit one person is doing to help this davening reach the heavens is actually being helped by and propelled by the energy of all the other people in the room. That's just one example. And that's why in the Hinnuni Muchan Zumazuman, you say Bishem Kol Yisrael, because that's how we succeed when we do a mitzvah, when we do Maisim Tovim. And the Chassid realizes that his Maisim Tovim are that much more meaningful and more successful and efficacious because of the fact that there are all of the Yidin who similarly want him to do the mitzvah and do it themselves, if not at the same moment, but are the ones who are Oisei Mitzvah. Chassid toile meisim toivim shaloi b'schus acherim. V'harasha soiver. But the Rasha says, shalacha shali. He says, shakala ilim nizn b'shvilai. Rasha is the one who thinks, I teach, I lead, I'm the one whose mitzvahs are meisim toivim maso chashiv, I give this tzedakah, I'm the one who takes care of this, I'm a leader in that, it's because of me that so much is done and so much is successful here in my family, our community, Klal Yisrael. The Rasha thinks, Kol ha'olam nizn b'shvilai, that the world is being fed, meaning that the world's zechus, Klal Yisrael's zechus, begins with him, that he plays this great role. V'ka'ashari inu, as we see, b'ge'usun shel adas Kairach. And that is what the haughtiness and the error of Kairach was. Kairach thought that his being a Levi proves I'm very important. Proves I have great potential. Much more potential than is being realized, than is being actualized by my merely carrying the Aron. That's part of the meaning of the Medrash. The Medrash says that he knew in a sense through Nevuah of the greatness and the greatness of the descendants that would come from him. So he felt his greatness, but he didn't understand. It's a greatness that comes because Kach Baruch Hu makes it that way. It's a greatness that comes from the circumstance and the people around him. It doesn't come from himself. Says the Sasemis, that's what Lokach Atzmoi means. He thought and embraced his good deeds and thought that they were his own doing and to his own credit. And because of his superior qualities and superior gifts, spiritually, Aaron is the opposite. That's the irony. Why is Aaron the Kohen Gadol? V'Aaron Adrava Loi Ona Klum. It's interesting. You look carefully and you see that it says they stood up, Vayikalu al Moshe v'al Aaron, Vayemru alehem, and said to Moshe and Aaron, Rav lachem kolayel kudum kudoshim kudum kudum. Next pasuk, Vayishma Moshe, Vayipol al panav. Moshe heard this, fell flat on his face. Where's Aaron?
Vayikalu al Moshe v'al Aharon v'ayomru aleihem Rablechem Cholelu Kulu Kudosh V'sechem Hashem V'madu atasnasu akal Hashem V'yishma Moshe v'yipol al panoch V'yadavru al Kera v'kol ados elemor Boikim yoyde Hashem is Hashem loy. Where's Aaron? Nothing. No response. Nothing. No response. Nothing. Doesn't consult with Moshe. What do we say? What do I not say? What do I do? What do I answer? No response. So Hashemus explains. Aaron ad Rabba. Like on a klum. The Haman. Why? Because he believed. Ki b'kayach harabim oved es avaydasai. He agrees fully with Kairach. He says, you're right, Kairach. It's nothing to do with me. I am not the Kohen Gadol because I should be Kohen Gadol. There's nothing to do with me. Ki b'kayach harabim oved es avaydasai. It's because of the entire Klal Yisrael that somehow I am the one who can represent, who can be propelled by, who has somehow the ability to receive the push to be the instrument of the entire Rabbim to do the Aveda of the Rabbim. Ki hu shluchan shel klal Yisrael. That's all I am. I am a humble messenger. I'm not anything that you, Korach, think I am. I'm not.
He didn't say Hashem appointed?
No. It's obvious. Maisha says that. But again, it's not even about appointment. Aaron is so much the unof as to not even think about an answer. To him, the answer is not Hashem appointed. Adarab, of course Hashem appointed. But more importantly, whatever I'm able to do is because of all of you in Claudius. It's not me. So it's more, and I appreciate your pointing that out. It's more than just Ekrish Baruch Hu is the one who decided. The very silence of Aaron says and announces, Kairach, you got it all wrong. It's not about what a person is able to rise up to and what he's worthy of and which schus he does or doesn't have and which shir he can or can't teach and which, amud he does or doesn't get to daven from and which talmud he does or doesn't rise to. No! It's all about what Klal Yisrael and how the entire cloud propels a person and inheres within that person, so that when Aaron stands and does the avoda, he is Klal Yisrael. V'zeh she'ramaz lahem Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. That's what he means when he says beremez hama'at mikem, meaning kloima ilu b'chinas avodas halevim ha'isa mitzad atzmuson hama'at mikem. If what you are would be mikem, from your deserve, mikem, if it would be because this is what you're able to do, this is your gift spiritually, this is what you're able to accomplish as Levim, gam ken dayoy v'hoyser, that would be plenty, enough, more than enough. V'adrava, on the contrary, b'schus Moshe v'Aaron hema nizoinim, because you're a part of Levi, and Shevet Levi has Aaron and Moshe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Aaron and Moshe should be the Kohen Gadol, and the Torah should be taught by Moshe, and you're also a Levi, so that gives you, so to speak, you have the Levim behind you. Klal Yisrael is behind Aaron, and you have behind you all of Shevet Levi, especially Moshe and Aaron, giving you and your work as a Levi greater potential and success. If we look, turning over the page to Tafresh Lamed Hey, years earlier, again on the pasuk Hama'at Mikem on the left side of the page, Ein Muvin Haloshen Lochein. How does that lead to, you've got it all wrong, and therefore ultimately your rebellion is against the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Ah, Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Herolay Shetoya Atzma. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him what his mistake is. You are mistaken. Let me show you what your mistake is. Ki im hoyakayach roya ha'emes. If you would see the truth, shemadregas hakdusha asher yesh loy, einay ba mikaychay ve'aytzim yaday. That's the problem. You, Korach, need to know that your great madrega is not thanks to you. You have a great madrega. You have tremendous potential. You're a tremendous Talmud Chacham and a tremendous Eved Hashem. And you're one of the carriers of the Aron, no less. Do you know why? Not because you worked for it, not because you developed, and not thanks to you, Rak miklal Yisrael. Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu bachar bahem. That's why it's a rebellion against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because you're not the one to be thanked for who and what you are as a Levi. It's rather Klal Yisrael being chosen, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nosan Kedusha Miuchedas L'Koyen Levi V'Yisrael, as you pointed out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this great Kedusha in Yisrael, in all of Yisrael. And then, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, the Kedusha of the Kohanim and of the Levian shall also function in a special way, again, because that Kedusha of Aaron and of Moshe comes from the fact that there's first the Kedusha of the people. When Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, what happened when the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael faltered because of the Maisa HaEgel? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Lech Reid, Kishiches Amcha. You can't be up here on Har Sinai anymore. You're only able to be up here on Har Sinai when Am Yisrael is worthy of you being on Har Sinai. The Madregas of the Kahuna Gedola and of Moshe as the teacher of Klal Yisrael, these are Madregas that come from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael Kedusha. And then specifically, pinnacles of Kedusha coming, so to speak, growing out of Klal Yisrael and then entering into these special Levim from Shevet Levi. But you have the mistake of thinking that it's thanks to you. Ach ki yizgoe koirach shebema'aysov zochal lozeh. He thinks it's because of his good deeds. And he's with Talmud Chacham, and he learned, and he knows how, and he does the avoda, and he's very holy. Lachain lohem min sheyizke aaron b'koyach atzmai liyes koyin gadol. Tremendous psychological insight. If you think it's because of your own work and your own deserve, that's when you can look at someone else and say, he's no better than me. So why is he the koyin gadol? If you think it's because of what I've done and what I've accomplished, well, let me look at what he's done and what he has accomplished. And then you can say, not incorrectly, he's no better than me. He's no bigger Talmud Chacham than I am. Yeah. Aaron was a Navi. Kairach may have been a Navi as well. I don't know. He was at Har Sinai. Kolehele Kulam Kedoshim. But in terms of, and even Nevuah, if it's not something that Aaron worked for and earned, that's, we don't know the skill, but that's exactly what Korach's mistake was. Korach says, let me logically look at my Maisim Tovim and my mitzvahs and my Avodas Hashem and see how much I therefore deserve to be given opportunities to lead even more and accomplish even more as a leader, because look at what I have accomplished. And now let me look at Aaron. Let me look at what he accomplished. What has he done that I haven't done? Ah. Yeah. No, but we have to understand, we have to appreciate that this is the kind of mistake that a great person could make, and probably the kind of mistake great people have made through the ages, through the centuries, in Klal Yisrael, where you're machzik toiv l'atzmacha, where you think, you know, and that's what the Gemara says, im lamadu toira harbe al tachzik toira l'atzmacha, l'kach neitzorto. If you learned a tremendous amount, you're a big Talmud Chacham, you should not be proud of it, you should not think, oh, it's come, nothing's coming to
you. That's why you were created.
You did, that's what you were created, you did what you're supposed to do, that's all, nothing more.
Not only that, maybe you're missing a lot of
your
one way to go.
That's for sure true. That's what you were created for. And how much thanks do you have to give to everything around you and to everyone around you, to the Torah, to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and to your parents, and to your Rebbein, b'chulei, 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 and to mazel in all different areas, and to opportunities that you had, or maybe someone else didn't have, b'chulei, b'chulei, on and on and on and on. There's a famous story of Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal talking and learning to somebody, and this person was a discussion about something that Rav Aaron clearly understood quickly and easily, handily, kept at it and patiently explained it, and finally, this person, this Talmud or other Talmud Chacham, understood it and grasped it with a big smile and simcha, and it was wonderful, and they turned away from each other, and Rav Aaron broke down in tears, because Rav Aaron said, what is tchus? This person worked so hard to gain this idea and understand this concept, and I never had that tzchus. That's far. That was far. The kind of mistake that Korach makes is a mistake people make. We how humbly do we serve? We've talked about this, we actually touched upon it in talking about the understanding of Moshe. We've touched upon this idea. And Korach just made a very human error, thinking, look, this is my accomplishments, and therefore what I deserve, and let's then compare what I've done and accomplished to what Aaron has accomplished and what he's learned and how he's grown and developed. And, you know, where I'm right up there with him. That's his mistake. Aaron, of course, responds so wisely and correctly. And naturally, that's the most important word. And naturally, Aaron says, you know, I'm nothing. Moshe has to speak for him and say, V'aharon mahu kisalin v'olof. Because Moshe and Aaron both once turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, V'nachnu ma, what are we? And really understanding it. Not just, quote, believing it, but living it. V'nachnu ma. So now he explains a beautiful, important idea. That's why he's the Kohen Gadol. Going back to Tafresh Mem Gimel, kind of like a line or two below the middle of that first paragraph. That's exactly how a Kohen Gadol serves, by being nothing but the shliach of Klal Yisrael, humbly approaching Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Gemara says, the whole world depends upon this kind of a person who says, Nachnu ma, we're nothing. Kamash Kosov. Toil Eretz, the world hangs, meaning depends on Blima. What is Blima? Nothing. Bli means without. Ma means what? Something? Blima. Nothing. Toil Eretz al Blima. Mishu ka'ayin. Someone who is self-effacing as if he does not exist. He's only whatever Hashem wants him to be at that moment, for what Hashem wants at that moment. That's what Gemara says. A deep concept that the Maharal explains in Nisivas Olam, in Nisiv HaNova, the idea of Apsus, or Pashtus. Pashtus meaning when something is so simple. What does Pashtus mean? Simplicity. What does Pashet also mean? To spread thin. To spread so thin, paper thin, or even more thin than that, meaning that you are literally not taking up any space whatsoever for yourself on your own, not getting in anyone or anything else's way. Think about that. Picture it. Something that's completely flat, but so thinned out as to be therefore ubiquitous, because you can just continue to stretch it, stretch it, stretch it. And then all of the world is held up by that person. Because anybody else who has some own identity pops up, stands out, and gets in the way. You can only, right, the more thin you are and flat you are, the more you can hold, so to speak, the more you're able to have above you. So when you're iron and you completely spread that thin as to be unimportant, insignificant in and of yourself, that's when you can be the one to carry everyone. Ah, the Sasanis. He says that's what Kairos' mistake was. He's busy talking, and Aaron is showing and proving how much he's the right one by being quiet. The rest of this piece very importantly says that the test was, what would Aaron say or do? Everyone knows the test was, Boker v'yoda Hashem es asher lo, v'esakadosh v'hikrib elov. But Aaron was already being tested. The very fact that Korach came this way was a test. And Aaron was in the process of proving that because of his self-effacement, that's exactly why he's the Kohen Gadol. Because it's not that you can do anything to deserve to be the Kohen Gadol. There's nothing you can do to deserve to be the Kohen Gadol. But when you are so much nothing as to say, I am only what Hashem wants me to be at this moment, in this way, as He wants me to be, then the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael can be the Kedusha that propels you into the position of being a Kohen Gadol. This was a test. Zehu atzma hayu ha'edus al Aaron HaKoyen, this response, or non-response, blima means boilem es piv. Gemara also says, kol sheboilem, mi sheboilem piv b'shas meriva, one who remains quiet when there's dissent and discord, and one who just says quiet, and he's boilem, sealing his mouth, that's the person who is toile eretz al blima. That's the one who's the kohen. And this was a test, Maral said, for Aaron, but it was now the process that Korach was putting him through was the final proof of who Aaron was and why he was the one to be Kohen Gadol. It was an assignment for Korach, and it was an assignment for Aaron. Aaron rose up to it, and Korach did not.